AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Ohio.
The State House will be closed this coming Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Governor Mike DeWine is preparing for possible protests by supporters of President Trump in the days leading up to Joe Biden's inauguration.
These are violent people, and their violence will not be tolerated in Ohio.
The FBI is warning of the potential for violence at all state capitals. Now that the House has impeached President Trump, his trial in the Senate could start on Inauguration Day, less than a week away. New York's Attorney General Letitia James is suing the New York Police Department following protest over racial injustice.
The officers engaged in blatant use of excessive force and often misconduct, including the indiscriminate, unjustified, and repeated use of batons, pepper spray, bicycles, and a crowd control tactic known as kettling.
No immediate comment from NYPD. Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot in the back by a white police officer in Wisconsin over the summer, leaving him partially paralyzed, said in an interview he was prepared to surrender just before the officer opened fire. President-elect Joe Biden will talk more later today about what he will do to fight the coronavirus once he takes office. The government says the number of people filing for unemployment keeps going up, 965,000 last week. This is Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
We, you know, see the depth and duration of this economic downturn now at 43 weeks. The total number of new claims here, when you combine the programs, whether it's seasonally adjusted or not, well over a million.
Dr. Harold Bornstein, the physician who once declared Donald Trump would be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency, has died. He was 73. This is AP News. Polls have closed in Uganda. There are fears violence will escalate. Here's the AP's Karen Shamus.
As security forces tried to stop supporters of the main opposition leader, Bobi Wine, from monitoring polling stations, voters came out in force. Even though internet was cut off, long lines of voters snaked into the distance in the capital, Kampala. Local coordinator Eric Mutenga said voting went better than expected.
It's been quite not chaotic like expected. At this particular center, I think everything's mostly gone on well.
Opposition leader Bobi Wine arrived to the cheers of a crowd and cast his ballot. He made the sign of the cross, then raised his fist and smiled. Wine told local broadcaster that he will win, although it may not be officially acknowledged by the Election Commission.
Regardless of the arrests, the people of Uganda, who we have been calling upon all along to take charge of their future, to take charge of this election.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.